You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September, and boy, it's not September, it feels like September. No, it doesn't. Still hot as Hades out there. It's August. My God, is it not going to go by fast enough for those who are suffering in the heat? August 10th, 2022. Live streaming right now at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com on the search engine, enter Larry Connors, USA, and it'll take you to our Rumble page. You'll see previous postings. Push a button for live. Join us in studio. Well, the federal judge who signed off on the FBI raid of President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, he quit his job as an assistant U.S. attorney in South Florida in 2008 after he was hired by convicted pedophile and sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein to represent some of his employees. Have you heard that on the state-controlled media? Have you heard that the same judge donated at least $2,000 or more to Democrat campaigns, apparently $500 to DeSantis' campaign at some point? I'm just asking, because you're not getting the full truth of what's behind some of this, and there are a lot of questions yet to be answered. In the meantime, the White House is urging Americans to remain peaceful. Don't do anything rash. The White House spokeswoman said, there's no place for political violence in this country. That's, of course, unless you're on the left and you're taking part with Antifa or Black Lives Matter. And someone who doesn't seem to be fazed or answering anything at all is Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican of Kentucky. During a press event, he was asked, what's your reaction to the FBI raid? And he said, I'm here to talk about flooding Kentucky and recovery. Wouldn't take any questions. You're the leader of the Republicans in the Senate, and you won't even respond to that. In the meantime, one of former President Trump's attorneys said the U.S. Department of Justice and FBI are using the guise of national security to evade public transparency regarding that raid. She says, I think this is clearly a situation where they're looking for a way that can easily be used to prosecute Trump. They may be looking for information they can tie to January 6th. That could be. But there's a recent poll that found a large percent of those surveyed by the Monmouth University poll asking, have the recent January 6th committee hearings changed your mind about what happened at the Capitol that day or who's responsible? Or have the hearings not changed your mind? Back in August, 8% answered, yes, they have. 89% said, no, hasn't changed a thing. And yet it continues to drag on and on and on like a really bad TV series. And the January 6th thing continues because they want to make sure that Trump is unelectable. They're trying to make sure that he's unelectable. And if you happen to be a MAGA supporter or have ever had that or ever had your name on a Trump MAGA list, or you showed up at a rally and you've been pictured or anything else, or you're conservative or you're an independent leaning that way, and certainly if you're a Democrat in the clutches of the GOP, they want you to know this is a bad, bad man. But he's still carrying a lot of weight. Republican Leora Levy won the GOP primary for U.S. Senate in Connecticut yesterday. She's now going to face Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat, worth $80 million. That's a blue state. She's a Cuban-American businesswoman, and she's winning the race by the last report in the primary. She was winning that race by 11 points with 42% of the vote in, so she has won. She had Trump endorsement. And, of course, all of this raid on the Trump house, Mar-a-Lago, supposedly looking for materials he took from the White House. The National Archives Society said they belonged to them. Do you remember that former First Lady Hillary Clinton left the White House with permanent artifacts? Yes, she and Bill departed with a spree of lavish gifts, took on property from the White House collection, walked away apparently to something like a $200,000 worth of furniture, china, flatware. They were never questioned, never raided. She's never been facing any consequences for that or many, many other things. But there is a day of reckoning coming.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I think the director of the FBI knew, absolutely. Do I think the attorney general knew? Absolutely. I can't vouch for how far it went up, and they may have tried to keep the White House at arm's length, but I wouldn't be surprised if the White House knew. But I can tell you I'm not surprised with Christopher Wray. I've challenged him before on whether or not it's constitutional to allow foreign intelligence warrants to be used against Americans. You'll remember when they spied on Trump to begin with, it was a foreign intelligence court and warrant. This is not really the same constitutional standard as the Fourth Amendment. And so they don't have to prove probable cause. And it was a terrible thing that we allowed to happen in our country, and it should never be used against a Republican or a Democrat candidate. But he allowed that and agrees with that. So I'm not surprised that he also would allow something like this to happen. But this is, it's demoralizing for the country, and it takes away so much faith in our law enforcement to say, oh my goodness, they're going to use the FBI to go after people they disagree with politically. This is a sad moment for our country.
It is a sad moment, but it's also had been previously done by the Obama administration during Lois Lerner's time with the IRS when they began to target anyone who had Tea Party or conservative or Trump or Christian in the name of their organization. If they're trying to get a tax-exempt status, they just kind of got thrown into the circular bin for weeks, months, when others would go right to the front of the line. But it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right as to whomever the American is they're picking on. It is wrong in this country to use your authority as either president or the head of the FBI or IRS or attorney general or Justice Department, whatever, to use that authority against Americans. Larry Kudlow said, I find it hard to believe because the White House is saying, according to the White House spokeswoman, she's saying the president didn't know anything about this. We didn't know anything. Larry Kudlow says, I doubt that.
I think the raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago was outrageous.
prosecutorial misconduct, as the former president called it. Nothing like this has ever happened in history. It's a third world country type of action, political persecution. I think the radical Democratic Party is hell-bent on doing anything they can to prevent Donald Trump from running again for president and from winning. I think this is the singular motive for the Kangaroo Court January 6th committee hearings, and I think the politicized Justice Department under Merrick Garland is on the same page. President Trump wasn't even home. The FBI agents indiscriminately rifled through his papers. They even cracked open his safe. This is not the sort of thing we expect in America.
No, it's not, but it is what we're experiencing at this moment. Do you think the Biden White House had no knowledge, none whatsoever? Maybe Biden didn't. And Kudlow's admitted, I don't know, but I know as serving in the White House previously, it's unlikely anything like this would go down without somebody in the White House being aware of it. You don't have to be a politician. You don't have to be a biologist if you don't know what a woman is. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to think, oh, somebody had to know something. Come on. But the official statement from the White House, no, we didn't know anything about it. The president was never told. Now, maybe it is an idea to try to keep him out of the loop so he can clearly say, I had nothing to do with it. That would be for Biden, but not everyone at the White House. And Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw says, really, when you start looking at what happened, this is all part of a pattern.
A.G. Holden said that that he was Obama's wingman, right? That was an overt statement that said that they would politicize the Department of Justice. They used the IRS to target conservative nonprofit groups. Then fast forward to the Biden administration. Well, heck, you don't even have to. Look at what happened with the FBI and their false evidence that they used for FISA warrants to start Russiagate. Look at the Mueller report. So you see this pattern, and moving along, you see them start to target parents who are protesting their school boards. And then this happens.
Yeah, they've been targeting parents, haven't they? The Attorney General's office signing off on telling FBI agents you need to take a closer look at some of these parents going to these school board meetings. There might be terrorists while we've got our southern border wide open. And we've already caught a minimum of 50 terrorists on a no-fly list. They could not fly into our country. And we caught them coming across the border. That's who we caught. And anytime guys like that are trying to get across, and if they're using the help of the cartel, they're going to pay big money for them. They're going to have the cartel flood another zone, so all the Border Patrol agents on duty all have to go to that area to process all of those dozens, hundreds coming across one area. And then they can come in. Some people have said, do you really think that's going to happen, Larry, that we're going to be attacked from inside? I said, I have no doubt whatsoever. We've already had radically minded jihadists caught in this country carrying out various target threats and so forth. I'm just waiting and fearful of the day when it happens. And where will you be? Where will your children be? When they get the call or they've already been assigned a date now. And then again, that might be just one small cell doing it. Back to the raid at the Trump home in Florida. One of his attorneys said the U.S. Department of Justice and Federal Bureau of Investigation are using the guise of national security to evade public transparency regarding the execution of the raid. They said they want to do it under national security type guise because they can hide things from the public and say, oh, we can't tell you. We can't give you details. It's privileged. It's confidential information subject to national security concerns. So we can't tell you, but we're just going to prosecute the most popular president in American history. That brings us, of course, to January 6th. Maybe they're looking for more material to fill that gap because they can't come up with anything. Now, you're going to hear from some of the left saying, Trump has a copy of the search warrant. He could show it to everybody if he wanted to. That's true, either he or his attorney. They may or may not yet have the actual affidavit that had to be signed off as to why they were going in and what specifically they were trying to find. And it may be more than just articles from the National Archives, which they claim that he took. But I told you in news and commentaries we wrapped up a moment ago, and I'll remind you of that. Back in 2007, a book written by Sally Bedell Smith called For Love of Politics pointed out the Clintons' financial disclosure forms revealed, this is from the Clintons themselves, revealed they walked away with $190,000 worth of furniture, china, flatware, art, and other gifts, nearly half of it acquired in their final year. It also turned out that they took some property that actually belonged to the permanent White House collection. There were ethics questions raised as she was sworn in as a senator. January 3rd, accepting gifts significantly over $50 is legally prohibited. She's evaded any consequences by claiming she received the gifts at Christmas time before she was sworn in. The AP also noted that since the president's arrived while she was still first lady, no such limit applied. No one's bothering to check or look into that, are they? And they're not likely to, are they? But what we're seeing the FBI and how it's being used at this point, despite there are good men and women in the FBI, I know many of them. I have worked with probably 100 over the decades I served as a news anchor and reporter and so forth. People I would trust, and I believe that they believe in America. And I believe the ones I know would not stand for what's going on now, and maybe some of those being ordered to do this, they don't like it either. Maybe there's some of the whistleblowers that have been going to Chuck Grassley saying, you need to know what's happening inside here. Again, the words of Congressman Crenshaw of Texas.
This happens at a time when there's already immense distrust in this institution, and that what that institution needs to do more than anything else is to try to regain that trust. And when you do something like this, it feels like the opposite. Because, look, what little we know about this raid is that it's over documents. It's over classified documents that were improperly handled. And perhaps that's true, but the thing is that's easy to resolve via a subpoena. You can subpoena Trump, ask him to return the documents. He's already cooperated with, I think, 15 other boxes of documents that were taken from the White House. This isn't something that requires this big, fanciful, dramatic raid that they know will get a lot of attention. And so it feels extremely politicized.
It does feel extremely politicized. And as I mentioned in news and commentary a moment ago, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, refusing to answer any questions as to what he thought about this raid. Why the hell are you being silent, McConnell? Why are you not speaking out? Now, here's something else that's going to be shoved in front of your face involving President Trump. And that is that today he invoked his Fifth Amendment rights and declined to answer questions from a New York attorney general at a scheduled deposition. That is why he was in New York when the raid took place. And the raid took place because at that time he was out of Florida, and that's why they decided to go ahead and do it. Now, they're going to want to point out to the fact that Trump himself had said at one time during the 2016 campaign, blasting aides of Hillary Clinton for pleading the Fifth in the probe of her private email server, the words from Trump were, so there are five people taking the Fifth Amendment, like you see on the mob, right? You see the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? He repeated that at a rally in September 2016. So you're going to hear the left say, oh, look, he's now taking the Fifth. Today, he said, if there's any question in my mind, the raid of my home 2 days prior to this deposition wiped out that uncertainty. I have no choice but take the Fifth. And now I understand why some people have to. Because prosecutors in this country have lost, many of them, have lost all moral and ethical bounds of decency. And the Attorney General, who is in charge, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, Republican, says it's time to look at him closer.
Without question, I think the order to allow the raid on Mar-a-Lago, on Trump's house, has to be revealed. I think we have to know, you know, under what pretense do they think this is right. I think it's going to have to wait till November till there's a full investigation. And I've never been a fan of overusing impeachment, but I think there has to be an investigation. And if it warrants it, there's going to have to be a look at whether or not the attorney general has misused his office for political purposes. Have they gone after a political opponent? I mean, this is beyond the pale. No one would have ever imagined before that we would be using, or one political party would be using the FBI to attack their political opponents. Now, this is really something that's going to require investigation, and I wouldn't be surprised if the investigation leads to abuse of power, that this could even lead to an impeachment of the Attorney General.
Wouldn't be surprised at all, would you? And keep in mind with something else. Again, if you missed news and commentary or the last hour, you need to make sure you pull up podcasts of this program. All available at Larry Connors USA after we go off the air, because there are things we have in there that I try to cover as much as I can in each hour. Some things I repeat for that very reason, but I pointed out that the judge who signed off on that search warrant had represented some of Jeffrey Epstein's employees. Yep, the same Epstein. And this same judge has contributed at least 2,000 or more to Democrat causes and candidates. Is there a link there that should be explored more? I don't know. But I just want to make sure you're aware of it, because you're not going to hear it from state-controlled media. What you are going to hear from state-controlled media coming up is mocking Trump and Trump supporters, because they say you should be out there in the streets raging war. Listen to this coming up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Donald Trump broke the news last night about the FBI raid on his Florida home in the desperate hope that it would provoke coast-to-coast outrage by Trump supporters, a national uprising by Trump supporters, but nothing happened. There was no uprising. On social media last night, one empty-headed Trump supporter got a lot of attention with a tweet to his 1.9 million followers on Twitter saying, "Tomorrow is war. Sleep well." They are still sleeping. The 1.9 million Twitter followers who may have seen that tweet slept very, very well, and none of them, not one of them, went to war today. Including the guy who wrote the tweet.
Well, there you have it. Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC saying, "You Trump people, you MAGA supporters, because his home was raided, you should be out in the streets. You should be looting and burning and shouting and firebombing and torching like BLM and Antifa." Now, therein lies the difference. We don't like what happened. We are angry. But we don't hit the streets and carry out the kind of stuff. And Lawrence O'Donnell, what an ironic twist, saying, "I would have expected you'd be out there if you're really going to support and you believe that Trump's a good guy. Why aren't you doing that? Look at all the people that," he's not saying it, but I will, "look at all the people that went to the streets after Ferguson and after the other shootings and so forth involving police and George McDonald, all of these. How many, almost 500 incidents? How many were arrested and then freed by VP Harris as she was still a senator running for president, contributing to bail money if they were set in a bail, and otherwise putting prosecutors in place so they would not be facing any prosecution?" And he's mocking because you're not out there firebombing and attacking police because of the FBI raid on Trump's home, then he really has no support. That's what he's trying to suggest. Well, the White House is urging Americans to remain peaceful. Yeah, well, we are being peaceful. The Karine Jean-Pierre said, we would ask Americans to remain peaceful. There is no place for political violence in this country. Yeah, but if it's BLM or Antifa, apparently it's acceptable. But the White House is now calling for peace. Well, there is peace. As far as in the streets. Back to Lawrence O'Donnell as he tries to mock Republicans, conservatives, because they're not rioting.
There are 5.6 million Trump voters just in the state of Florida. Millions of them live within an hour's drive of Mar-a-Lago. And all of them, virtually all of them, stayed home today. Did nothing. 5.6 million Trump voters in Florida did absolutely nothing after Donald Trump's home was searched by FBI agents in plain clothes yesterday who obtained the search warrant from a Florida federal judge. America was not torn apart by that search warrant, as right-wing social media would want you to believe and as the Fox propaganda channel would want you to believe. There is no outrage. There is no uprising.
No, there is. But we do it by democracy, not chaos and riots in the streets. And he made a point of saying by a federal judge, that warrant signed off on by a federal judge. I remind you again, because they're not going to tell you, nor did he say then either. This same federal judge who signed off on this had been an assistant U.S. attorney in South Florida in 2008, but then he got hired by convicted pedophile sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein to represent his employees. Now he's back as a U.S. magistrate judge in South Florida, so he signed off on the search warrant. That should tell you a lot right there, shouldn't it? Coming up, Joe Biden says there is zero, zero inflation.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month, but people are still hurting. But zero inflation last month.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody take him off stage before he says it again. Oh, I'm going to let him say it again. That was President Biden today, so ecstatic almost about how there's zero inflation now. Last month we had 9.1%. Do you really believe, I don't care what barometer you want to use, do you think we really went from 9.1% inflation last month to zero? Of course not. Now, he could be touting, and they will. We've seen an increased number of folks being hired, jobs open and so forth, and some easing of the gas prices. That's true. And it is true that inflation has slowed, but it's not zero, Joe. Zero would be zero. Here's what the real fact is. In June, it was 9.1%. July numbers now in, compared to a year ago, it's 8.5%. That ain't zero. That's 8.5%. They did expect it to maybe go 8.7%. Still expecting a little drop-off from 9.1%. And they saw that might happen because of some of the easing of gas prices. It's not to Joe's credit. He'll take credit for it. He'll blame the Russians when it goes up, but he'll take credit for it when it goes down. You get the picture. Economists still say inflation is hitting Americans hard. Everyday necessities, food, gasoline, housing, transportation, utilities, all up. But there was a decline in gasoline in July that helped bring things down a little bit. The index for gasoline fell 7.1% in July. So that helped a little bit. If you take a look at what they call the subcategory of inflation, the core inflation, they would take out food and fuel prices. You find inflation maybe a little bit less yet. But for Joe Biden to say this, when I just read to you, direct from the Department of Labor, his own Department of Labor, our Department of Labor says, inflation in the U.S. rose 8.5% in July. But either no one told the president, or he didn't understand, he can't see the teleprompter, or he put a decimal somewhere it shouldn't have been, or he is clueless.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month. But people are still hurting. But zero inflation last month.
Well, then why are you still hurting? You should be out celebrating. You should go out buy a new car. Yeah, you should go buy a new house. You should put everything on credit because they're going to, the credit's not, don't worry about inflation anymore. The Federal Reserve has said, based on today's numbers being released, which is not zero, but that it cooled off a little bit to 8.7, that maybe they will not raise the Fed as much as they were originally thinking based off of last month. Last month, they went up 0.75 points. Fed rate is, of course, what it's charged to banks to borrow, and then that gets passed on to you. You pay more than 0.75% increase, believe me. But in this case, the Fed is going to say, maybe we won't go as high as 0.5 point as we were thinking. Maybe we'll drop it a little bit more. We'll find out. They've still got to make their decision. If they're really looking long range and being realistic, they realize, unless they're listening to Joe Biden, inflation at 8.7% is still high. And a lot of people are hurting. I can't believe that somebody didn't pull him aside, and well, of course, they don't dare, but how did he come up with that zero? Oh, I know how. I just realized it. There's a mole inside the Biden White House, and they thought, put 0% on that prompter, and he'll read it that way. And he did. And then he tells you what that means, in case you can't figure it out. That things went down in price, so they cost you less. That's what he's trying to tell you. I know I joke about this, and I'll do it again. I don't mind poking fun at myself. I point out to people, especially when I'm playing poker or whatever, say, look, I had real math for the first time in third grade. Real math. third grade. And I distinctly remember it's the third grade because it's the longest 3 years of my life. Till finally they said, Larry, you got to go on. We can't keep you in here forever. 2 + 2 = 5? No, but you're going to give it passed. Go ahead. Somebody either didn't fill in the gap and had left it open and he threw in 0, or they were waiting to put the numbers in and he goes with it. You want to laugh one more time? Let's listen to Joe Biden one more time, tell you where inflation is, and explain to you what that means, because you don't know.
Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month, but people are still hurting. But zero inflation last month.
And what that means, the price of things last month went up, and this last month they went down. What that means is zero inflation. The problem is, as previous reports have been issued by nonpartisan groups and also partisan groups, if you took a survey of those in the Biden White House that are in charge in various ways of our economy, by whatever means they have a hand on its purse strings in the economy, and out of 60-plus in the Biden White House, only 2 have had any formal training, in economics. That's pretty frightening, isn't it? Are they some of the same people that have been passed along grade to grade to grade because they just got to move them on, like I was saying a moment ago for me? I'm joking, but still. We do know that. We know that has happened in the past. We've had teachers say, you know, you're growing a mustache. You got to go to another class. You can't stay here anymore. Or they want to make sure they have a look good on their report, so they pass the kids on. Let the next teacher worry about them. Our scholastic averages across this nation have gone to hell. And they got worse during the lockdown. And we've yet to see the full watershed effect of that. But it's going to show up. Kids can barely read, can't put a sentence together. Certainly, way back in the day, for some of you will remember this, diagram a sentence. Do you remember doing that? I doubt that's even taught now. I have no idea. But the bottom line is they come out and they can't read. They might as well have not been there. And they can't. Maybe they're not strong in math. That's okay. But if they can get basic math. There are reasons we go into different occupations and choose different work, and in some cases decide, I don't need to go to college. I'm earning enough right now being a welder or a plumber. I don't need that college degree, and I can support a family and send my kids to college. And We thank you because without you, we would be a mess, because I can't weld, I'll guarantee you. I certainly can't plumb. In fact, anything like that sounds like a project. And you know my motto. I don't do projects. There are a lot of kids in school that have been bought and sold the idea you got to go to college to achieve anything. Not so. If you want an example of it, look at President Biden, that we're at 0% inflation. Coming up, Al Sharpton, self-announced reverend, tells you that the Bible is all for abortion. And then a story that'll have you smile, cry, and smile again.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, or go to rottler.com.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So you recall the other day that Whoopi Goldberg, theologist that she is, I don't know if she is a particular religion or not, I don't care, but what she said was, God has no problem with abortions. God is all about pro-choice. God gives you the right to make decisions. He gives you choice, and that's true. He does. But what she does not tell you is that doesn't mean because you have the choice that God wants you to take that particular choice. He gave Adam the choice of either biting from the apple, the forbidden fruit, or not. Then Adam did. I'm not a theologian, but ask, and I encourage you to talk to pastors, rabbis even, ministers, or whatever, that if they have any basic understanding of religion, they will tell you that was man's original sin, has been with us ever since. So it does not mean that God is in favor of it. You have the choice. Could have made you robots, but he didn't. So the other day, Whoopi Goldberg said, listen, God is for pro-choice. He's for abortion. No, he's not. He's not. But now here comes the Reverend Al Sharpton. And he was in an interview on MSNBC, and they were talking about Democrats' deeply held religious beliefs, talking about the black community's view on abortion, and Hispanics, by the way. And Hispanics are staunch Catholics. For the most part, they are not in favor of abortion. Do they create other sins, cause them? Probably. We're all mankind, we're all sinful. I am. I certainly know I am. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're a saint. But to my knowledge, there's only been one sinless person on this planet, Jesus. I'm not trying to proselytize. I'm just telling you my thoughts and what the facts are when it comes to the Bible and when it comes to choice. So Sharpton is trying to get around the fact that the black community basically endorsed abortion. Most Planned Parenthood centers were put in minority communities. And Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was all about eugenics, getting rid of the weeds, as she called them. The blacks, the other minorities, those that don't measure up. A woman Hitler, as it were. Sharpton's a Baptist minister, and he said, the Bible, if you're using this as a religious argument, the Bible's about choice. Now, he's ordained, I would gather. I haven't really bothered to look in, but I don't know that he's really had theologian training. There are a lot of black Baptist churches and other churches as well where you suddenly can become a pastor or a preacher, but you don't go through the rigors that others might. But he called the issue of abortion a question of choice. He said there's no justification in outlawing killing of babies. He said if you're a minister as I am, you can preach to people to convert them. You do not make laws to compel them. He just make you almost want to throw up on that point. Because they're making laws all the time to compel us, locking us down, put a mask on, get the jab. And in fact, in London right now, they're having nearly 1 million children to get jabbed because of a polio outbreak. And in Sweden, for all the LGBT suppliers, those supporters out there, you should know that if that's your choice, if you're an illegal in Sweden and you are attacked, they would deport anyone who attacks you, so you might find some protection there. But if you go to a jihadist country, good luck with that. That will be their choice to execute you. Last month, VP Harris said there's nothing about supporting abortion that conflicts with faith. Popular author and speaker Stephen Mansfield said, "Lord have mercy. This woman is either ignorant or deeply deceived." I say the same thing about Sharpton. All right, something happened the other day at the Little League World Series. The young pitcher for the Texas East team hit the player on the other team in the head, the helmet, with a pitch. Dropped the kid immediately, and the kid grabbed his helmet. He got up okay eventually and made it to first base, but then he could tell the pitcher was still visibly shaken. This Little League player on first base leaves the base, goes over and hugs the pitcher and says, "Hey, it's okay. I'm all right. It's all right." The coach came out, other teammates, but it was the kid he hit. They went over and say, "It's okay." It's an amazing video. I posted it at Larry Connors USA. Go to Larry Connors USA. It'll take you to a site where you can see it in full. Larry Connors, my personal book, or LarryConnorsUSA.com. I mean, the Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook. See it, share it, add your remarks, because I think it's something to remind us we need more of this in the world. Hugging each other and saying, "We're going to get through this together. It's okay." Which brings me to our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.